So me and Taylor, we went to a baby shower the other day. And we were up in Marietta, Kennesaw area. And we were there kind of late, but we were famished. So we decided to run through a BK. Go through the
BK?
Burger King.
Don't say it like it's your best friend, dude. You shouldn't be going to BK enough to be calling it BK. Let me just tell you that right now.
Whopper, Whopper, double Whopper.
I have miners in my basement. I feel like no. If you don't know,
if
what
you
I'm
don't know
about,
what that
everyone's
is,
gonna be like, "What is he talking?"
Look
about?
Look up Burger King ad AI voice.
Yeah,
there you go. That solves.
Where they make like really inappropriate Burger King commercials.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I repeat, I do not have miners in my basement.
Can I quote you on that, Tyler?
BK does. Okay,
BK does.
The King, I don't know. He's your best friend.
Oh, just we. I'm associated.
Best with it, King. That's what BK stands for. The best King.
The best King.
Sorry, you went to a Burger King.
I went to a Burger King
and got what? Like the worst chicken tenders of your life?
No. I got chicken nuggets. So you gotta. They sucked. They were so bad, and very lukewarm. Like on the cold side of lukewarm. So not
now
even.
Now you're calling the chicken nuggets Luke. You got a lot of nicknames for these guys.
Anyways, I pull up and Taylor.
We probably should talk about Luke's nuggets because that might. Sorry, what are you saying? It's been a long time.
Golly, how do you do this again? So we, anyways, we go through the drive-thru, pull up. I said, yes, can I have a chicken wrap thing for Taylor or whatever? And she goes,
he said, Dose McChickens?
No, I didn't say Dose McChickens.
Bringing it back.
And she, I say, can I get a chicken wrap? And she goes, no. And at that point, I'm like, the hell did you say to me? You work fast food. I was so pissed off. I was like, it is 10 o'clock at night. I'm hungry. I want to go home. I live an hour away. Give me my freaking food. Like, that's what I felt on the inside.
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't let the intrusive thoughts win. So I said, well, I really like my food, please. And
was she
goes,
like joking with you?
Yeah, she was joking. But it's like,
I have a screaming, crying baby in the back. I can't handle this today, BK.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Yeah, it was not good. He was already asleep, though, so that was great. Anyways, she's like, no, I'm just kidding. And I'm like, ha-ha. I'm like, this isn't funny. When it's late, I'm hungry. I'm trying to get home. Not what I want to be dealing with. And we finish our order, and she goes, all right, I'll see you at the front or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's being all like charismatic, and I'm like,
I like, she's being charismatic and nice, and I just can't stand it.
I just can't stand it. But like overly doing it. Right. Like, you're not working for tips, lady. You don't need to be funny. You don't need to be my best friend.
Oof.
You work. Okay. Fast food workers are great. Thank you for
being at the fast food.
But like, I get it. But you don't have to like try to act like you need tips or something. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's like, I don't even want to make eye contact with you. You're below me.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. That's why do you think we speak to them through a box?
I know.
I mean, come on.
That's right.
I don't want to see your ugly face.
Anyways, I pull up to the front or the window and I get ready to pay.
When
her.
She said no, you should have said, that's racist. I can't believe you'd say that just because I'm white.
So I pull up and she wants to be my best friend. Don't know why. And she goes, so what you doing tonight? And I'm like, about to drive off. but
I've
already
trying to get my chicken wrap, honestly.
I'm about to drive off, but I've already paid you. So I'm kind of, there's like a hostage situation going on with my money.
With my food.
So if that didn't happen, I'd put the pedal on the floor, I tell you that. Anyway, she's like acting weird. I don't know what it is. And she's like, how y'all doing tonight? And I'm like, yeah, we're all right. We're just going to a friend's. I got way too involved. I told her what we were actually doing. We were at a baby shower.
Oh, God.
And she goes, oh, yeah, whatever. And then she somehow got onto the topic of her hating her mother.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it was a life story situation.
Hate that these nuggies aren't in my tummy. So if you could just give them to me,
yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Like, that's what I'm thinking.
How about we talk about this over a nice crispy chicken nugget meal with a side of fries, one wrap, and what else did I order? Yeah, with all that. Thanks.
And me driving off and leaving you here. But yeah, she's like, she gets into this like tangent of like, yeah, I haven't talked to my mother in months. I hate her. And I'm like, oh,
that's when you say me too. I also hate your mother.
I don't want to relate to this lady.
Then you just go, oh, that's cool. Does she hate you? Because I do. Could you please give me a food?
I wonder why you hate her so much. I bet she has some really strong feelings about how you talk to her when you're in the drive-thru. No, but I was like, this is the most awkward thing. Anyways, she's like, I'm the kind of person who checks my like order just because I don't like tomatoes on my food, you know? Like, I'm very picky.
I just hate, though, dude, it's the worst when you drive away and you're like, oh my God, this isn't even close to what I ordered. And you're like on a road trip or somewhere and you're like, I can't turn around now. I'm 10 minutes away. Like, what do you do?
Well, it's like, no, I'll like pull away. I'll also, someone else can get their food, but I'll like double check my order. I've had too many weird things happen. So,
please explain.
Like someone talking to me in the drive-thru.
Oh my gosh, she's in my McDonald's bag. What the hell? She had a mini trip.
She left a note.
Pops out.
She left a little note and said, "I love you." No, but anyways, I didn't even check. I said, "I'm getting the hell out of here, and I'm never coming back." Mm. And I've never been back.
Wow. I'll never go back.
Have you ever? Okay, so you've worked.
I've worked in drive-thrus.
You've worked in drive-thrus.
I've had two ladies. There were two ladies who were like in like their maybe early 50s who tried to get me to come home with them.
To gum the drive, home with them.
To gum home with them.
Old ladies.
I'm gumming. I'm going to gum.
Dude. You worked at Starbucks.
They were way too flirty. They're like, oh, what are you doing tonight? And like, I was like, work me.
Making coffee.
Yeah. And they were like, you should just come home with us. And I was like, ooh, I'd rather.
Yeah, but it's like there's a reason why there's a glass window between you and them, right?
Oh my God.
No one wants to interact. The person doesn't want to interact with the customer. The customer doesn't want to interact with the person. It's just mutually, you know, known, common courtesy. I don't know you.
You know what I hate? Okay, so like I worked at Starbucks, so here's how I would answer.
Gelati confetti here. How may I serve you today?
How can we celebrate your day at Starbucks? And every time they pull up to the window, I just go with one of those party popper confetti things.
Right in their car.
Hey,
you want to get shot?
So, this is usually how it goes. They pull up. Ding.
Hey, welcome to Starbucks. This is another hot and new order.
No, not like that.
Would you like to try the new trendy event? You know, chocolate latte?
No, but usually I'll say, hi, thanks for choosing Starbucks. This is Tyler. How can I help you? Or I'll say, hi, thanks for choosing Starbucks. What can we get started for you? That's what I usually
say. Can I get
a
name for your order? Things like
No, it's just, I would literally just say, thanks for choosing Starbucks.
It's
what can
business.
We get started for you?
It's business.
No, what I hate in Starbucks started enforcing this like a little bit before I left, which is we must get a name for their order because it makes them feel more personalized.
And oh, I thought so you don't F it up.
Nope. It doesn't do anything because they're still in the order when they pull up. So it's like, and now every time I go through
a
Starbucks.
Is it like the thing they do on the inside? So it's like order for so-and-so. Do they try to just carry that over to the drive-thru?
No, they literally have said it's just to make them feel more welcomed and personable.
That doesn't. Because my name is Mac. They call me Matt all the time.
I go through Starbucks now. And every time I hear them say my name, or ask me for a name, I hate it. Chick-fil-A does it all the time, but I'm okay with it because they actually have people like walking up and down
looking for you guys
because like they have like multiple orders ready at the same time
because they got their shit together.
Yeah, and most of the time I'll go to Starbucks and they'll ask me for my name and then like
I am Optimus Prime.
And then I'll go to the window and they won't even like use my name. I guess it's not a big deal. Whatever. I think I have a bigger problem with it because I was forced to do it when I just hated doing it because it didn't sound natural. Like, I don't know. Nothing sounded natural about the way I had to ask for their... I didn't like it. But what I really don't like is... And this is just me being picky. But like you said, I want to order my food. And when I pull up and they go, hey, thanks for choosing Starbucks. My name is Audrey. What's yours? That they don't ask what I want to order. They say their name and ask, what's yours? And I'm like...
Thirsty customer.
I hate it. I hate it. It's always, my name is... Brittany, what's yours? And I'm like, this isn't a conversation starter. You should be asking me what I want to order.
I get it. They're trying to improve the experience, but I think in the U.S. there's just like the culture is for the customer is not necessarily like I want to make an event out of this
or like a conversation for the customers. I want to get out of here quick.
Well, and like Starbucks is a type of fast food. I would say.
Oh
right?
Yeah, it's so a drive through. Absolutely,
it's a drive through. Why do you want to make it any longer than it has to?
Right. Right.
Why add another step? No one really cares.
Right.
The only people that care are idiots.
I'm going to be seeing you if, like, when I served, I'm going to be seeing you for the next hour. So I might walk up to you and be like, hey, guys, I'm Tyler. I'll be taking care of you today. How are we doing? And then wait and be like, all right, what do you want to drink? You know what I mean?
And again, it's the tip scenario. Like, it's like you're not, well, there are tips at Starbucks.
God. And then Starbucks, everyone when I worked there always asked, like, oh, is there a way to tip on card? And I'm like, no, there's not. They implemented that finally, now that I've left. And so now they have like the little like almost like handheld
jar thing.
No, the little handheld like thing that you put the, your card in or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And so now they've implemented you can tip on your card. So when you go to pay, stick it out the window and they hold it and kind of look at you and they go, oh, it's going to ask you one question first.
Oh,
and
the
it's,
worst.
Do you want a tip? And I'm like, I hate you guys because like I just feel so bad saying no, but I do it 9 times out of 10.
Dude, it's fine. Like the only way to combat it is to not tip.
I've done that, and then someone said,
"But have you noticed there's so many more? There's so much more of that. Everyone's been talking about it lately. Is like there's so many ways that places ask you for tips.
I also saw this like video.
It's
online.
In weird places too that don't have servers.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I saw a video online of someone who went to like a McDonald's or somewhere when like the self order kiosk, and then it asked for like if they wanted to give a tip. It's like for what? What did you do?
Oh my god!
Like you made my food, but that is on salary. Like
it pisses me off.
Pay.
Why? Okay. I'm sorry. This is not political. I'm more like curious of like the why they chose to do that. So they got rid of a person. They're getting rid of the human element, and I guess that makes sense because humans make mistakes. That's why they probably have a little iPad thing that you order on.
Yeah.
In McDonald's now. You don't got to pay insurance on it, whatever, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Or minimum wage. You just pay for it once and it does it. But there's still humans making the food.
Yeah.
And now that they're just reading off of a list, they're still doing the same exact thing they were doing before. So my order is always going to be effed up. No matter what.
Well, that's not true.
Doesn't change
because
it.
If you're telling it to, there's one less thing of error. Because you can look at your own order that you're putting in and make sure it's correct. If you're telling it to a lady who doesn't care and is just typing buttons in and doesn't listen to you very well, they could mess it up.
It's funny. I go to Arby's a lot. I know some people hate Arby's. I love Arby's. It's like a guilty pleasure, just like Taco Bell.
We have the meats.
We have the meats. Anyways.
Boom, 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 boom.
Him and the BK guy, man. Look up AI Arby's commercials. It's great.
The explosions.
No one has any idea what we're talking about. Jeez. But, like, I don't want tomato on anything. I hate tomato. I hate fresh tomato. Cooked tomato, great. Raw tomato, gag me.
Yes, sir. Yes, daddy. If you just ask politely.
Please. But I'll say something like, hey, does this come with tomato on it? Because I don't want to say, hold the tomato if it's like roast beef sandwich. There's no tomato on a roast beef sandwich. So I'm getting like a chicken club or something. I said, does this come with tomato? She's like, hold on. Boop, 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 boop. Takes her like 5 minutes. I feel like, oh gosh, an eternity. I don't know. I said, well,
don't put them on.
Just
there.
Can you, if you find them back there, make sure they are nowhere near my sandwich. She said, okay. I get my sandwich. There's tomato on it.
Oh my god!
That whole hassle of you just saying, I don't know,
dude. That's when you just gotta lie and start saying that you're allergic.
I do say that. And you know what happens?
Yeah.
I still get tomato.
You throw them back.
I wish I was.
I am very against people throwing things through the window. Like, especially, like, you see those pranks now where people are going through drive-thrus and, like, throwing shit back through the window.
That's, like,
I want to kill those people.
No, that's terrible.
Throw the tomatoes back at that point. If you're allergic to something and they still put it on there.
No, because then you got to touch them.
Take them, throw them, and go, ah! Just look at your hands and just start screaming as they, like, melt off.
Oh, man.
It'd be funny.
It would be. So, how was your break? We haven't been. Welcome back, everybody.
Dude, we haven't done a podcast in like a month.
I know, because
it's been a long time.
Thanksgiving came.
Thanksgiving.
And so did Christmas.
We did it after Thanksgiving, though.
We did
it in December. Yeah, we did
okay,
one.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then Christmas
happened. I have figured out how to post our podcast, though, to where it doesn't feel like it. We have a new schedule, guys. I haven't talked to Mac about this, but we have a new schedule now. We are now going to try to consistently upload every other week because we are still trying to meet every week. So if we do that, I can schedule the podcast to still come out every other week. That's what I did in the last two, and I don't think you noticed.
Our last episode came
out December 22nd, so we're still on pace for that.
Oh, beautiful.
So I'm saying.
Beautiful.
So even if we have a bunch, like we could be prepped for the next like 2 months, and then if one of us leaves for a month like I did last year, we'll still be good.
And you know what? The viewers haven't said anything like they hate it or anything.
Dude,
so.
The viewers, they'd never say anything. What do you mean?
Which one?
Or which two? One or two? Let's see. What did I do? I went to Michigan, which there's supposed to be snow on the ground, you know, in the winter of Michigan. None. It was warmer than here and it was raining and I was upsetty spaghetti.
That's what you get. I was so upset. You're upsetty. Upsetty confetti.
Upsetty confetti spaghetti with daddy.
Gilletti.
Shit, bad new bitch, she a rebel. All
right, yeah.
So, yeah.
We are quiet.
Yeah, I went there, spent some time with some fam up there, and then came back here and had a giant family Christmas with 56 people?
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
Dude.
Look at all them stockings, brother. They don't. We've had so many stockings for our family Christmas every year because it keeps getting bigger and bigger. We have this giant wooden board with like cinder blocks holding it down and nails in the board. And we like, it looks nice. And we like hang all the stockings up on there because there's so many. We ran out of room on that big thing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm showing Mac a picture.
Tyler's showing
stockings.
Me this picture and it is.
I think the board can hold like 40.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We just had 16 people here.
Yeah, and that probably felt like a lot.
Yes, I hated it.
Try 56.
Nope.
Nope. Yeah, it was good. And then some other stuff happened, but I'll let you get to your Christmas stuff before we start talking about my personal health problems.
No, I mean, we had a good Christmas here. It was fun. Me and Taylor both had the week off paid Christmas vacation.
And I think your wife had a parasite or something.
And Taylor got sick as hell.
And they don't know what it was.
So
I think it was a parasite.
As a new mother, she's like, I can't wait to take an entire week to be with my son, my
first
baby,
Christmas,
and just snuggle him all week. Anyways.
She slept in the basement. Anyways.
Second day.
We put her down.
Like, yeah, for real. The second day, she just, had super AIDS. I don't know what the hell she
super AIDS. Jesus Christ.
No, she had strep, but her entire life she's been susceptible to strep, but every time they do the test, it comes back negative. They couldn't say what she had. It's like, I don't know what you got.
She got that
she's
alien
like, I have
strep.
Freaking strep. And then she'd cough like 50 times. It was nuts. She was miserable. I was on maid/babysitter/doctor duty. Doctor duty. With her, and she was not having fun, and I felt terrible, but she got better, and we postponed Christmas to, I think, Thursday, so that was like 2 days later.
Oh, at least, okay.
Yeah, and then we had real Christmas, and
nice.
It was all great, and I got a cool bed cover for my truck.
You also
got
a Spider-Man with balls.
I got it. Taylor bought me a shitload of Legos.
What hell you put that balls on that boy for?
So, I don't know what happened, but on my birthday,
I had that same Spider-Man, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I ran out of room,
so I got rid of him.
Aww,
I'm trying to
man.
Get rid of things, man.
Well, if you got any more Legos, let me know. On my birthday, she got me a little Venomized Groot Lego kit. And I have not had Legos since I was, like,
and since
13.
You've got that, you have like three more sets up here, dude.
wait, let me finish. Since I was like 13. So in October, she got me that. And I was like, I used to be like a model kit. I used to be into Legos. I used to be a big model guy, big Gundam guy. So I love tinkering. I love building things.
It's the big best. Model guy.
Big model guy. I don't know why.
Big Legos, let me tell you. I've got the biggest Legos.
Anyways, so she started the itch. Mm. And without me even having to tell her, for Christmas, she got me 3 more Lego sets. So now I've got this giant Spider-Man up there. Do not.
He's dancing.
Stop. Stop.
He's dancing. Stop.
Tyler is shaking the desk with all my figures, and Spider-Man is like rocking around and about to fall over.
Christmas.
You're putting
tree.
Them back together. I swear. I'm going to be the guy who glues his Legos.
Oh my God. Could you like liquefy glue and just like submerge it into that and then bring it out and then it's just done? Isn't that smart? I'm smart. I know. Get some real hot glue. It sounds like a death sentence. It sounds like carbonite from Star
Death
Wars.
By glue. Anyways, so she bought me a giant Spider-Man to go with my Venom. She bought me a little mini Guardians of the Galaxy, little scene of Peter Quill without his helmet. I'm going to go find that on Amazon so I can put it on him because he deserved a helmet in that movie. And then my favorite one is this Jurassic Park scene of the fat guy.
A dinosaur, I believe.
Well, it's, you know, the guy Newman, Nedry or whatever. He played Newman in Seinfeld. He's technically the bad guy from the first movie, even though he's just a fucking dweeb. Anyways, it's a scene where he gets eaten. So
that's,
it's pretty
so
cool.
Fun, man.
It's got the
little... Oh, that says East Doc?
Yeah.
when you said it was about the guy, the like lame, like nerdy dude or whatever who got eaten.
Yeah.
Those words in that situation in my head, I looked up to the sign that says East Doc from the Lego set of Jurassic Park. Yeah. I thought it said Eat Dork.
Eat Dork.
It's a scene where he eat dork.
And my favorite part of it is he's got like spooge on his face from the
What's up, dog?
Spooge. It's the stuff that the Dilophosaurus
spits on
you. I have
no further questions.
He gets spooged on. There's a little mini Barbasol can, and like I was showing you earlier, the little sign arrow spins.
That's
like
cool.
It does in the movie.
Man.
It's great.
That's so cool.
And it's a little Jeep. It's nice.
They have I want to get the Lego set for I just found out that they have one for Home Alone, the McAllister house.
Oh my gosh.
With like a bunch of the like little like trinkets and stuff that are in the movie, like
little
his,
booby traps.
His brother's like tarantula. They have that.
Ooh.
Like all the
Well, you know what's funny?
They had the van that the Wet Bandits pull
that's
up in.
Great. Oh. That's so great.
Yeah.
So one thing I really want now that she got me this, because I love Jurassic Park, there's another scene from that movie, part of the same line, of, and I don't know if you remember this scene, where they take a detour from their little excursion in the cars on the track to find the sick Triceratops.
Uh-huh.
They have that scene.
With his giant shit.
Yes! There's a giant pile of poop Lego.
Oh my God.
And I want it so bad. But guess how much, Legos are not cheap.
Especially
guess how
sets.
Much that costs. Just
know,
guess.
Like $100 probably.
Oh no, not that much. Jeez.
Oh.
But like $70.
The Home Alone McAllister house is like $300 something.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Anything that's like a building
yeah.
in Lego is at least $200.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I wanted to get like replica Disney World stuff.
That's wild.
To like, because like, all right, for the viewers at home, listeners at home, I wanted to put up some shelves, and I was like really wanting to put up like cool models or something to display mm-hmm. up there, and I'm like, I would love to do like Disney World theme park rides or something.
You need like you need a Back to the Future Lego set.
Yes, I do. But guess what? How much those cost?
Very
a lot
much.
More than Jurassic
very,
Park. I tell
very,
you that much.
Very much, very much money.
Whatever.
So something did happen actually over my holiday break that is ridiculous. So I'm gonna
what?
Call out Spirit Airlines right now.
Yo, you mean the best airline ever? Like nothing to complain about Spirit. That Spirit never
everyone
did a
always,
thing wrong.
Everyone always was like, "Look, don't go Spirit. They're terrible." And I'm like, "Dude, I've flown Spirit for a long time because they're like cheap flights. Maybe you don't have a lot of legroom or the seats aren't very comfortable." But it's like, "Yo, you're an airplane. You already don't have a lot of legroom. The
it's,
seats already aren't that
good,
comfortable. It's not
you
that
know,
bad.
Half price compared to everything else or something.
If
right?
that, maybe even less. Yeah, it's great. So I've never had a problem with it." The last 3 times I've flown Spirit, let me tell you, let me take you on a little journey. So
on a Spirit airplane.
Sure. The weekend after Thanksgiving, I went to California to visit my sister, me and my mom.
Yeah.
Our flight got delayed about 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And it was because they lost, in quotes, lost the plane. Like, what does that mean?
What?
You lost
like
the
in
plane?
The air?
Don't know. It's
on
gone.
The tarmac?
I don't know. It's gone. They don't know. Maybe. Maybe it's in the air. Maybe it's on the tarmac. Who knows?
Maybe it's in the Bermuda Triangle. Who knows?
It was just on the opposite side of the airport. So the pilot was finally like, yo, I'll go get it. Like, I'll go walk to it on the tarmac and go get it. And the people were like, no. You don't have to walk. We'll get you a ride. So then we got to wait for that. By the time we get on the plane, it's like a 3-hour delay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Now, I get if there's a delay because, like, weather and you can't control it. But when you just lost the airplane and you... And the problem is they didn't communicate with us at all what was happening. Like it was delayed and we didn't know. We were just sitting there at the gate and we're like...
Not telling you.
Not boarding. And then they're like, yeah, we're running into... We're delayed. I'm like, that doesn't tell me anything. No why, no how long. We get on the plane. At that point, we have... all the flight attendants that are on the flight are, like, timing out. Because if the flight doesn't take off in a certain amount of hours, the flight attendants legally can't get on the flight.
Yeah.
They have to leave because they have, like, an hourly, like, thing or whatever.
It's stupid, yeah. Did you know that Delta...
flight attendants?
Sorry. I stroked out.
The Delta plane butlers.
The flight attendants for Delta, they do not get paid unless they are in the air.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that weird?
My roommate/cousin is a Delta flight attendant.
Taylor thought about it.
So then we had to wait, and then the pilot comes on and is like, hey, we gotta get these flight attendants off the plane, and we're going to get some. But they're across the airport, so we've just informed them. So they got to make their way across. Not sure how long it's going to be, but we'll sit tight in there. They're on
another
their way.
Another delay. That's lovely.
So after about an hour, maybe an hour and a half sitting on the plane.
No, that is the worst place to be in a delay.
They finally got there. And then the pilot comes on and says, hey, we're having some issues with the computer. We have to restart the computer on the plane. So if you could just give us some time. So then we wait for them to restart the computer on the plane. God. And then I'm like, how badly do I want to be on this plane right now? Well, they finally get it fixed. It's about 2 hours later. So total of 5-hour delay. This lady gets up out of her seat and is freaking out because, I don't know, she hates flying. So she already hates flying. Then she hears about this computer thing. She's already been delayed 5 hours, having to like build up the courage to take off. And it's been 5 hours. So... she's freaking out. She goes up to the front of the plane. And there's like 4 flight attendants around her. And you can tell she's freaking out. And she's like basically demanding to get off the plane. And I'm like, dog, no, doc. We got to go. Like, I'm not about to get delayed another 2 hours because we got to go back to the tarmac. Or
where's
back to
the air marshal? Put her down.
Does the air marshal have any horse tranquilizer? Any horse tranquilizer? Just shoot a foam.
I think you've been on some horse tranquilizer.
Well, I have yesterday, but we'll get on that topic next. I got a lot to talk about. So my mom, who I'm sitting next to, my mom is a trauma therapist. Thank God for her. She's helped a lot of people. She saved a lot of people's lives.
How have I not known this?
You need me to refer you to her?
Yes. About this stupid event that happened to me in a BK drive-thru.
So, my mom, who's a therapist, God bless her. She's helped a lot of people. I could never do that job. She was like, oh, I know that lady. I was talking to her when we were delayed for a little bit by the gate. And she saw that she was freaking out at the front. And my mom looks at me and goes, should I go up there and like try to like help, try to like talk to her? Because this is what she deals with, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, Mom, you do whatever you want. I'm not going to tell you to do that because that's a lot on you. Or you're supposed to be on vacation. It's like, okay. So my mom gets out into the aisle, walks all the way down to this lady at the front of the plane with like 4 flight attendants around there. I'm watching her. They talk for like 3 minutes. And then I see 1 flight attendant come back. And behind that flight attendant is my mom and the lady. The flight attendant comes up to me and says, my mom was in the same row as me.
Yeah.
She's window seat. I'm middle seat. And then she's like, hey, would you mind if we move you to a different seat? I'm like, happily. Like, I do not want to sit next to this lady. But my mom basically talked to them and convinced her to have her sit next to her.
Wow.
So she could, like, calm her down during the
flight.
How long
is this flight? Hour and a half? 2 hours?
No, dude. Atlanta to L.A.
Oh, wait. This is to L.A.?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, 4.5 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
So I get her seat, which was amazing because it was an aisle seat and there was no one in the middle seat. So I had, like, extra room.
Dude.
Meanwhile, I get off the plane. My mom gets off the plane, and she, like, just gives me this just, like, disheveled, like, look of, like, oh, my God. So she worked for, like, 4 hours calming her down on that flight.
For free.
For free. I was like, good for you, Mom. Thank you for being the reason we got here.
Man, she's a real superhero.
She is. So last part of that was crazy. That wasn't really Spirit's fault. But the fact that we were delayed for 5 hours for, like, ridiculous
reasons
that made no
sense. Everything leading up to that was Spirit's fault.
I was pretty upsetty confetti. And
confetti.
And then on my way back home, it was like a 2 or 3 hour delay. I don't know why. Got on the plane. We got to take off. But I'm like, what is happening, Spirit, both times? So I was like, okay, weird trip. Then Christmas comes around, and I'm on my way to leave for Michigan in the same freaking gate. Same terminal, same gate.
Oh, gosh.
So we also get delayed. And who knows why? First, it was like the plane didn't show up. Then the plane was there, and they were like, there's something wrong with the engine. So then a person had to go out and fix it. And then they were like, they got to go take the plane for a test drive. So, like, on the tarmac. And then when they get back, we'll know if it's safe. I see the plane pull out and, like, sit right behind the gate. Yeah. Didn't actually go on, like, the tarmac. Just sat there by the gate. Yeah. But actually pulled away from it for, like, 20 minutes. And they pulled it right back in. And they were like, well, they took it on one test run, and they need to go on another. I was like, dude, that plane didn't go nowhere.
What the heck is going on?
And they take it out. And I'm like, they're not even taking it in the air. Like, I need you to test this motherfucker in the air. Because this ain't a car. I need you to know if it's good to fly. But people are getting furious, because eventually they come on the thing and they're like, all right, so your options, if you would like, you can come up here, we will you can get a full refund, or we can reschedule you to tomorrow. And I'm like, that's it? They're like, well, you can wait if you want. And I was like, what does that mean? I mean, I'm gonna wait until 2 a.m and then you're still gonna cancel our flight? Like, yeah. I got in line to cancel the flight because I was like, this is ridiculous. It had been like 4 hours. People are losing it. In the meantime, Frontier, also cheap airline,
yeah,
right across from us, a fight almost breaks out because while we're waiting, they get on the speaker and they're like, we've overbooked and we need somebody to get off the flight. We will give them $1,000 voucher, but it's the 23rd, so it's 2 days before Christmas, and everyone's trying to get somewhere for the holidays.
Yeah.
It's from what I understand is no one volunteered. So she was like, I'm just going to have to pick somebody. And she picked some lady who was very upset. And
oh, yeah.
Out of nowhere, we just hear this lady like, oh, you can't do this to me. Like, from across the tarmac. And everyone like stops and starts looking. And then we hear like things being thrown or something. So like you see like a couple of phones go up, and it was entertaining. Nothing actually really happened.
But, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I get in line to cancel my flight because I was like, I'm not going to wait here for another 5 hours and then you cancel it. And yeah. I was fully prepared in my mind to go home, go to sleep, wake up, and have to drive to Michigan the next day.
And then finally
they were like,
in your car? Heck no.
I've done it before. And then finally they came over the speakers and were like, we're boarding. And I was like, I'm going to die on this plane, but I'm getting on it. Because I was like, I don't know what's happening. Yeah, so there was a
five-hour delay. At least I'll make it halfway there.
It was another 5 hour delay.
Oh my gosh.
See, I don't ever want to fly Spirit again, bro. But it was funny because when we were behind somebody, they were booked. Like, that gate was supposed to have like two other flights out by that time. So there are people from other flights. One of the guys standing next to me was like, no, I'm supposed to be going to Orlando. I'm just in this line to get another ticket to go to the other gate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. So we're all like making jokes and stuff. And when they announced that we were boarding, like, everyone started cheering and hugging, and the guy next to me is like, yo, this is wild. People are like hugging random people and shit. Like, everyone's like, oh my God, just like losing their minds that we finally get to get on the plane. Like, families are being created. It was wild. Pretty sure people got down and dirty right there in the tarmac.
God.
Excuse me, Mom, why is my name D5? Well, let me tell you the story about the gate D5 on December 23rd, 2023.
It's like the freaking end of Independence Day when they get rid of all the aliens and everybody's just like celebrating.
Yeah, it pretty much was that.
Oh my
But yeah,
God.
the guy next to me was like my age, and he just started laughing. He's like, dude, people are like hugging people and
I'm
shit.
Crying.
What is happening over
I'm
here?
Crying.
I was like, dude, we've been waiting for a minute.
I don't know if I could ever deal with something like that, man. Okay, so me and my wife fly to some country that I forgot. Guatemala. We fly to Guatemala. And we do that about once every other year. And we fly Delta, usually. This last time we had to do, I think, American Airlines. Or Southwest. That's what we did. We were delayed about 2 hours in the plane.
Yeah, it's fun.
And it's a good time. Is like July. My wife is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
They have no AC.
Oh my God.
And they could not tell us anything. They would not be, obviously. So, dude, I just want you to know I empathize with you. Mm-hmm. I sympathize with you. And if we ever want to just do something crazy on an airplane, maybe hijack it.
Are you trying to blow up an airplane right now?
Run it into something. I don't know.
Oh, my.
You just hit me up.
No.
Why do airlines get
I'm not trying to start 912.
912. Yes. How do they get away with that stuff, though? It's like.
You know what's crazy, too, is if you look up. Delay, because my mom told me this the last time we got delayed on Spirit. If you look it up, you can be compensated for up to $700 if you're delayed more than 3 hours.
Even if your like ticket only costs like $200.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How?
For over 3 hours, you have to like call their helpline, and it's in their terms.
In
Spirit, yeah. Yep.
And did you?
So I still have to call for that. I can still call, but we got money, not that much, but we got like 150 because that's all that they would give us. But the funny thing is, this happened the last time, and around Thanksgiving, and also this time at Christmas that we got delayed for like 5 hours. We get sent like after like 4 hours, we get an email and they're like, "We're so sorry for your delay. Here's a voucher." First, this was hilarious. I got after like 2 or 3 hours of being delayed. I think it was like 3 hours. And I get a message like, "We're so sorry for your delay. Here's a meal voucher." So they send me a meal voucher to like get food while you're in the airport. Like, okay, nice, considerate, I understand. $7.
That's
you can't
nothing.
Buy anything you can buy in the drink. Airport. You can maybe buy a bottle of water.
You can buy a drink. That is so bad.
I was like, you're kidding
That is
me.
A slap in the face.
Yeah, I was like, that's laughable. So then after like 4 hours or something, like, "We're sorry for the delay." And they send you a $50 voucher. For being delayed that long. I was like, absolutely not.
Airport meal?
Absolutely not. I'm not taking this. No, that was like the flight voucher was for $50.
That's stupid. That's
and I'm like, because they're trying to send that to everybody, $50. So they'll just go, "Oh, great," and accept because they don't know about the other one. But if they're offered something, they won't even look.
Yeah.
But if you go look, you can be compensated for up to $700. So, yeah. Right now, I have like $200, $250 so far racked up in Spirit.
You know what's funny is...
Which is like 10 flights.
It almost sounds like it's like a scheme. That, all right, we'll give you, like, say, a ticket to, I guess, here to Orlando. I don't remember how much they cost. I've flown, but I can't remember. I think it was, like, $250 last time I flew, and that was Delta. Say a trip costs $250, and they give you a $50 voucher, and you take it. Well, it's going to encourage you to spend that money and then still give them $150
right.
for a plane ticket, and
right.
they're still making money off of you.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy, because you got to think about it. The cost for them to actually fly a person, a human being, somewhere to another place is definitely not that much.
Yeah, no.
They're screwing you.
But what's crazy to me, too, is like that I was talking to somebody when I was in line to cancel the flight. I was like listening to the Frontier situation happened. I'm like, that's happened multiple times on airplanes where they ask people to step off and they give you like $1,000 voucher because they overbooked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, from my knowledge, what other company can you sell somebody something that doesn't exist? So airplanes can sell more seats than they have.
Yeah. Why?
Because people will cancel or not show up. So they want to be as full as possible. But I'm like, legally, that doesn't sound right. Because you show up.
Yeah.
And if no one wants to give it up, and then you're kicked off, I feel like there's a lawsuit on your hands.
I feel like there's a big lawsuit.
Yeah, I feel like you could be like, yo, I paid for this and I have to be there.
Especially so...
And they randomly pick you to not be on the plane.
I
paid for this. I want to be on this plane, not get $1,000.
I don't really know like the whole logistics of it, but I know that like there's pain and suffering kind of lawsuits. There's all that kind of stuff. And I feel like if it's especially during like the holidays or something.
Yeah, no one offered their seat up.
Yeah, no one's going to do that because it's such an important thing. So, oh, man, if I was that late, I'd be
In 9 out of 10 situations, though, I'd be like, yeah, give me $1,000. I'll wait till the next flight.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not in a rush usually.
For sure.
But, yeah, that was wild.
I would love a free $1,000. I would give up Christmas for $1,000.
Oh, my God. Well, it's a $1,000 flight voucher.
Oh, that's what it is? Oh, get out of town.
Oh, I would do that. Bro, give me somewhere
for Christmas? Yeah. To miss Christmas.
You get that's what I'm saying, not to miss Christmas, though.
I mean, I guess you could fly to, like...
Not to miss Christmas.
France or something for $1,000.
Not on Spirit.
But I ain't doing it on Spirit. That's.
I don't think Spirit goes overseas,
I'll become a Spirit if that happens.
Yeah, exactly. Spirit of the water. The Atlantic. Yeah, no.
I don't know, man. That's just nuts. Whatever.
The other fun thing I've been dealing with over the break is... We're going to get into my medical history. On this show, because
Tell me about this.
I've been having weird tummy problems, like pain in like my upper abdomen under my rib cage.
Yeah.
And the only reason I'm really bringing this up is because, not that people need to know all this crazy stuff about me, but I had a nice doctor. I feel like when you have doctors and you have a problem and you want to get to the bottom of it, sometimes you have to like fight for it to like get the test that you need.
Right.
And they might like order one test or another. It's like, no, I think something's wrong. I really want to make sure. My doctor ordered every test like that, like immediately. Yeah. And I was like, cool, that's great. I'm very thankful. So I had like a bunch of different tests for these random stabbing pains that I've been having.
Yeah.
In one of them, not that we haven't talked about like gross stuff before, but I don't care. So I'm going to talk about it. And if you don't want to listen, then turn this off. One was a stool test.
Oh, that's cool. You give them your poop.
So they give you a bucket.
Yeah.
With like a flat thing and then like a, so like you put it in between, like you lift the toilet seat and you put it down and you close the, put the toilet seat down and then you poop into a bucket. But let me tell you something, man. If you're a grown ass adult, okay, that bucket's not as big as I think it should be. I was concerned.
You were worried. Like, you were worried about some spillage?
A little bit of overflow, if I might say.
Well, they don't need all the poop in the world. They just need a little poop.
Well, I can't control that.
You hold it, do a little bit, and you pinch it off.
I'm not. Mm-mm.
And then you got a
solid, healthy log on its way out, you can't pinch that. And if you do, you got a lot of cleaning up to do around the asshole. The asshole.
You didn't bring like a utensil to like cut it up or something.
Well, yeah, but after it was already out. So have you ever had a stool test?
I'm not gonna lie. There's people in the lab that kind of deal with that stuff. That sounds like that job really sucks.
Have you ever done a stool test or a stool sample?
No.
So they give you this like circular thing. It's like imagine a top hat but upside down.
Oh, perfect.
But the brim is wider, so it fits.
Oh,
on
thank goodness. I got a big ass, so.
So, but the thing is, you can't like sit on the toilet and do it.
You gotta hover.
I had to hover and like spread the Red Sea.
That's hard sometimes.
Oh, it was.
You ever shit in the woods?
Nope, but I've pooped in other places.
You know what's scary?
Like abandoned toilets.
Abandoned.
Let me tell you something about this.
Abandoned medical toilets.
Let me tell you something about this upside down top hat, okay?
Yeah.
When you gadoodoo in a toilet, there's water in that toilet a reason.
Yeah
it because absorbs. when it submerges in the water, it absorbs a lot of that smell. Like you think poop, you think doo-doo smells bad in a toilet, imagine just raw air. Horrific.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Now
it
here's what's worse.
You
they give you like a little pill bottle, basically size thing. You unscrew the top. And attached to the top is like a long stick. With a spork. Like a little tiny spork. It's like a spoon with prongs on the end.
Please tell me they told you not to use that in your mouth.
No. You're supposed to.
They didn't? Oh, I bet there's some idiots who've done it.
Pooped in the top hat. And then you gotta scoop your doo-doo and put it in this bottle.
You gotta play with it? That's gross.
So that was fun. But
a little late on playing with your food.
But the funny part to me is the fact that first of all, they're like, here's the deal with the stool stool sample. You either have to do it and then immediately bring it in, as long as it's the same day. If it's the next day, if like we're closed and you have to bring it in the next day, you gotta freeze it. They told me to put that next to my Eggo waffles, my dog.
Put that shit in the fridge.
I'm like, I'm not about to take my own doo-doo and put it next to like frozen chicken. Like, absolutely not. I'm not about to put it in
my
freezer.
Tyler, that's not chocolate ice cream.
My other friends were giving me a hard time.
They giving
me
crap?
Giving me about, they were like, imagine just like a giant log turd just sitting in your freezer, and like your cousin who's my roommate Alexis just like opens it and is like,
has no idea.
That's his shit.
Guys, I'm just letting you know, I've got to put my poopy in the freezer, so if you could just make me some room, that'd be great.
But I just, when I found it funny and kind of started laughing to myself about it, was when I was in my car, and it's like this little bottle in a bag in my passenger seat, and I'm like, my poop is riding shotgun. Like, what? I don't know why it was so funny that I have this little special care package. And I'm laughing because I'm also about
precious
to go
cargo
to this place, and I have to tell them because I have to drop it off. And I just imagine myself walking up to the counter and being like, hey, yeah, I got a little pill bottle of my shit. I'll just leave this here for you. I'll just leave that right there for you. Thanks. Have a good one.
Dude, what if you... Okay, so I think I've talked about it before, but... the first time I ever got pulled over was hell, and they like searched my car.
And you gave them your poop? Like, where, how is this relating?
No, I'm just saying, what would you have done if you had gotten pulled over and a cop goes, we got to search your car?
You don't want, I'm sorry, sir, is this drugs? You can find out, but I wouldn't open that if I were you.
You can try to test it, but it's not going to be good.
It's going
to
come back as
doo-doo.
Corn.
We got this sticky brown substance. We're going to test it out.
Are you Kronk?
No, I'm Joe Swanson from Family Guy. He's a cop.
Hey, Peter, we got to check your
Peter,
poop.
Peter, we're going to test it out.
We're going to test out your poop.
why is there a spork in here?
You weren't planning on eating this, were you? If so, dip.
Why is it so cold? You put this in the freezer. Peter, you put this in the freezer.
That's some cold shit.
Some weird tasting ice cream, Peter.
You need more fiber.
Well, you guys, stop talking about poop.
The best shit. Well, all I know is I had like, and I had to get like a ridiculous amount of blood taken from me.
Hopefully it wasn't
blood
in your
test,
stool.
All this. And what's funny is every once in a while I get like a ding on my phone because I have Kaiser, and through their app it's like, ding, like you have test results. So sometimes I'll like click on it and be like, man, whatever. Most time I ignore it. This one time I clicked on it, and the only one that stood out is, a couple of them stood out. So I looked at one, and it was like just like in the green. Like I didn't know what it all meant, but it was like, this is good, this is good. One said pancreas, and it said normal, but it said like in the notes, it was like everything we could see looked normal. Couldn't see the tail of the pancreas because it was obscured. Like, what, by like my own shit? Like, and then I'm looking through the results. I get another ding, like another day. I look through and I just see, this is after my blood test. I just see AIDS negative. I was like, thank God. Didn't know they were testing for that.
Thank goodness. I was worried.
Not that I needed to really be worried about that, but hey. I don't have AIDS.
Do you know, in like, I think it's California. It used to be a law that if you knowingly gave somebody AIDS on purpose,
mm-hmm.
like to give, if you infect somebody with
to
AIDS.
To give AIDS? Like how you're saying it like a verb.
No, I'm saying it like if you give AIDS to somebody just to be out of malice or whatever, used to be illegal, right?
Oh, it still should be.
It still should be. Guess where it's not illegal? In California. No longer outlawed.
Great.
So,
not surprised.
That's a thing. The world
sex
turning
positivity.
You know what I want
to
do?
Listen, I've got the best AIDS. You want them? I'll give them to you.
You
got to
try my AIDS.
You got to try my AIDS. It comes with a spork. The best spork.
It comes in a pill bottle with a spork. dude, that is so messed up. Oh,
so
can you imagine somebody just the like a serial AIDS giver going on the loose.
That'd be horrific.
Probably happens.
It probably has happened. But yeah, yesterday I got some Night Night juice and they stuck a camera down my throat, endoscopy. So that was fun.
Does your throat still hurt from that though? Because it's a big tube, right?
No, I'm used to it. So anyways, I... so...
Way to go. Make the joke so I don't.
So I was like, I've had an endoscopy and a colonoscopy before. So I've been like, I've been put under. But first, that like was years
been,
ago.
And been put in.
Put under and put up. Yep. But I, for some reason, this time was more nervous than last time to be put under. Something about like, I don't like putting things in my body where I don't know what's going to happen to me, having no control. And when you give something to me that it's just like, you're going night-night. Especially because it's like anesthetic. I'm like, what if I don't wake up? Ah. Or what if I wake up?
I guess that could be scary.
And there's a tube down my throat. Because there's, you know, it's a small tube. You can still breathe.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that
the shock,
it's
of
the panic
up.
Of like having something in
well,
your throat.
Well, I've actually had that issue.
You woke up during an endoscopy?
No. I woke up when I was...
what was in your throat when you woke up?
Well, I was like two, so that was very
scary. My God, this is getting worse.
So I was like two or three. I like just starting talking, right? My grandmother at the time...
Just shoved her finger down your throat in the middle of your sleep.
And I was like crying. no, so I spent a lot of time with my grandmother. She was... fresh off the boat from Greece, right?
Old,
so
I was just gonna say an old Greek lady, but I
old
was
Greek
correct.
Lady, okay. Yep. I called her Yaya. She was my Yaya, and she didn't know
is
how
that
to
the
say
nose. You, the nose, the noise you made when she.
Yep,
and
that's
her
where my nose
her.
Came from too.
Yaya.
So, just like Americans, when you learn a new language, the first couple words you learn are curse words. So,
nope, but okay.
So my grandmother cursed like a sailor. Didn't matter how old I was, she's cursing and saying the N-word.
Okay.
Greek old Greek people, very racist. Warn you with that. Luckily for me, I'm a young Greek person.
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for the day.
No, so so I would pick up some of her terrible language sometimes. Not the racist part, thank goodness. But like the curse words, right? And so she would say them when she's angry and stuff. So like one thing children that are learning to speak and learning terms and stuff, they emulate that stuff. Like what, for instance, like a kid that my friend's daughter, she anytime she did something where like she got in trouble and you had to take away like an iPad or something, she would say, "No, ma'am." Didn't matter who did it, right?
Uh-huh.
Because that's what the parents say to her when she's doing something she shouldn't be doing.
Right.
So I wake up in the middle of a dog bit my face, right? So they had to stitch it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've seen these scars on my face before.
You want to know? I got these scars.
So a dog bit my face, and I had to get like 8 stitches or something like that. And they've got me in this little like papoose thing where I'm all wrapped up.
Okay. Swaddled and closed in a manger.
Yeah,
got
on
it.
Like a board. So.
On the board.
It's like a wooden board and they strap you down kind of thing. That's probably where my claustrophobia comes from. Anyways, I wake up when they're like almost done. They're still stitching my face up. And I just wake up and apparently I don't remember this.
Okay.
But my dad remembers it like it's yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up yelling, "You bastards!" "You bastards!"
That's so funny. Dude, I would have just died laughing if I was the surgeon.
I would have died laughing if it was my son doing that.
God,
I'd be like,
that's so funny.
Boy. That's my boy.
That's great. Yeah. Well, at least you didn't wake up with a finger in your mouth.
Yeah.
Well, I was afraid I was going to wake up or either not wake up or wake up during it. But they told me, they were like, which surprised me how quick it is. They're like, "Oh, yeah, it'll be like 10 minutes. It's like, what? Hmm. Takes them 10 minutes to get in there with a camera and take a couple samples out of my throat. Wow. And yeah, so I was too nervous because I was going to make a joke because I was looking up things about like endoscopies and stuff.
Yeah,
and somebody
yeah.
said they made a joke right before they went out. I was like, I want to make their day. I'm going to make a funny joke, right? Like as I'm going under. Right. And I chickened out because I was nervous.
What were you going to say?
Just something like a stupid dad joke. Like somebody said right before they injected them, they're like, any more questions? And they're like, oh, yeah. Do you guys need anything while I'm out? Get it? Because you're out.
How many times do they hear that?
But they said they loved it because they probably don't hear it a lot because most people are probably nervous. I did, though. They put this thing in your mouth.
Oh, I bet they did.
They put this like mouth piece, right? Yeah, so it's like to keep it open.
Yeah.
And like you bite down on it and it's like, and there's a hole in the middle of it so they can keep the mouth open, but they stick the camera through the hole.
Right.
And so they had me do that. Like they just give you instructions. I think because they know people are nervous, they just like boom, 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 like get you right into it so you can't think about it.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, here, we're going to ask you like, I'm going to confirm your name, your date of birth, do all that. All right, you're confirming the procedure you're getting. You just have to say yes. They did. They're like, cool. Put this in your mouth. Lay on your side. All right, we're going in. I'm like, oh, God.
And the thing that's funny, you see all like the people prepping around you, and it's probably like a bunch of people just like scurrying and getting into place, right?
Dude, it's kind of. Have you ever been put under?
No, but I just said I had.
Well, as a two-year-old.
Well, yeah. That doesn't count. No, not since then. But when Taylor had her C-section, like, I was in the room with it, and they're just like...
Did they put her under for that? Some people don't.
They don't put her under, but they numb the hell out of her.
Well, yeah.
And I'm like...
I'm talking about being put under, bro. No. So, I'm like laying on my side, and they're like, all right, we're putting in the... Because they have an IV in you already. And then they feed in like an anti-nausea thing because they know that like without that
people can throw up,
feel stuff, sick on anesthesia. So they like put that in and you feel it going in. It's like cool. Mm-hmm. Like you just feel it going through. And they put the anesthetic through the same IV. And so they go, after I lay on my side, get the mouthpiece in, they're like, all right, we're putting the anesthesia. And I just go, see ya. And they're like, and I just hear them go, bye. Just was gone.
So how'd you, when you woke up,
except I
that?
Said it with the mouthpiece in, so I was like, hey, yeah. I just full mouthed my mic right there. So, and then I before I went into my surgery, you're kind of in this like waiting room with different like cubicles almost with like curtains where people are coming back from being put under or getting ready to. So I see one guy get wheeled in, and right as he gets wheeled in, the doctor then comes over and like taps him. They're like, they like tap him on his leg and they're like, Mr. Johnson, to kind of like try to wake him up or whatever. Nothing. That guy was out cold. So she goes, and the other person like jostles him by the shoulder, out cold. So they're like, all right, she goes away. And then she comes back like 3 minutes later and tries again. He wakes up and talks to him. So I remember as I'm being wheeled in, I feel a little jostle and they're like, you're done. And I immediately woke up and I was like, that's it? Like, it was so fast. I got a sick nap, though. Sick nap.
You feel, like, super rested?
Yeah. Well, I did feel, like, still, like, tired, but I felt like what I did get was great. I was like, I just felt so happy and comfortable. Like,
hey, man, like, maybe we should get some of that stuff.
They wheeled me in, and she was like, well, I remember her saying, all right, well, everything looked normal. Obviously, I have to send off the test to other people who can read different parts of it, but she's like, from what I could tell, everything looked normal. And I was like, cool. And just laid on my side and went right back to sleep for like 5-10 minutes. Woke up, looked at the clock. I was like, back to sleep. And had a little couple micro naps for like 20 minutes until they discharged me.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was a nice nap.
Man, I miss the time where I could just like doze off for like 5 minutes, wake up, check the time, and go back to sleep. It's either I'm out or I'm up.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah, it was interesting. So,
oh, I kind of want to get surgery now. That sounds fun.
Endoscopy is the way to go because you don't feel like shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like surgery, you could wake up in pain, or they have to give you even more anesthetic because they're really going in. Yeah. So, like, you might wake up feeling sick or feeling this way or that way.
Right.
Because
I asked them,
I was like, I remember last time, because the lady said, the anesthesia lady comes in before even going for your procedure and gets some questions, like, answers questions or, like, whatever. And she was like, well, this, you know, medicine, she's like, the anesthetic works very fast and wears off really fast. So you'll go to sleep quick, you'll wake up quick and not feel super groggy. And I was like,
that's good.
Really? I said, the last time I had one, I was high. And I remember being like, what's up? Like after I woke up and I told her that and I was like, well, maybe that's just, it's been like 8 years. So
your body can react differently to it.
Well, I was saying, maybe it's gotten better, you know, the medicine.
Or worse.
And she goes, well, also you were younger, and they probably had to give you more when you were younger. And I was like, more? Interesting. So
I'm like, give me more. 12.
What you mean I'm 5?
I'm pretty glonke.
That's what I should have said when I woke up.
Dude, if I was there.
Hey, we're done. Oh, this is sick. I'm feeling pretty glonke.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. But, yeah.
Man, that sounds like you had such a blast.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I want to do that.
Except it tore up my tummy, dude. I'll tell you. My pain has been worse since then. That was yesterday. This happened yesterday.
You should sue him. Maybe they'll give you a $1,000 voucher for surgery.
The spirit of medical professions. I don't want that.
Especially when like a surgery costs like $10,000.
Yeah, it's like then I might be really afraid of waking up. Yo, I did read stories because I was kind of nervous and I'm dumb and I looked up stories of like anesthetic and stuff. And this like some people on Reddit were talking about how they woke up middle of surgery. One person said they had to have like surgery done on their hand and they woke up and they saw like all the skin on their hand peeled back.
That would make me want to throw up.
Oh, and they said they don't, and then they went right, like snapped right back into, they fell back asleep. I don't know if it was due to shock or if the anesthetic wore back or came back in, or they were like, oh shit, he's awake, pump more in there.
Well, yeah, that kind of is how it is. Because the anesthesiologist is supposed to be there monitoring your vitals with all that stuff and knowing when to put it in certain stuff and when to take out certain stuff. So I wonder if it was one of those things like, oh, they're starting to come to, all right, we need more cc's of this. And then just in that time frame, you kind of like
woke up for like 3 seconds and like,
woke up for like 3 seconds, yeah.
My bones, fuck.
Well, dude, yeah, well, I mean, with modern stuff, like, so fentanyl, right, is anesthesia, or at least painkiller, like epidurals for women that are pregnant, it's all fentanyl,
which is crazy. I didn't know that
until
I got discharged and saw my papers and it said medicines given and it had a list and one of them said fentanyl. I was like,
but that's just medically, it's so regulated and medically right. Like it's hard to mess that up.
Yeah.
And the doses are so small. Out in the world, people are idiots and they take a lot of it.
Yeah. It was a good time. Yeah. I feel like that's all the interesting stuff that happened since then. Well, we at some point in the past.
Yeah. We did some
urban exploring. I've been holding these bullets the entire time we've been talking.
They're not bullets.
Them. They're bullets. What else would they be?
They're casings.
So we visited a place where somebody cartridge got casings. Shot to death, and now I have the bullets, and my fingerprints are all over them. That's not true.
Boy.
I retract. That didn't happen.
You couldn't have said anything more wrong than what you just said. So we found another abandoned hospital. We traveled some distance.
We did go some distance to an abandoned hospital. That is true.
And
did you see any no trespassing signs?
I did not see a single no trespassing sign. I saw caution tape.
Exactly. Caution.
Abandoned. I was cautious. I was very cautious.
Wasn't it dope?
It was so dope and absolutely terrifying.
It was awesome.
It was great. I was super worried that something bad was going to happen. It didn't. So, children,
like
if you're listening,
like,
you should do this.
It's like you're worried because you have like a family or something to be responsible for.
Yeah.
That's got to be where all that was coming from. You didn't seem worried, bro. You got on to one of those.
I got too douchey.
One of those
when I was there.
Like not gurneys, but hospital beds.
Oh yeah.
Right when we got in there, you were like, "Oh, there's one. Let me lay on it." And I took a picture of it of you on it.
Yep, that's right.
And you're like, eh.
"Well, it could have been worse." Our friend. That you may know, guest on the show because he doesn't show up anymore.
Yeah, so he's just a guest. I'm taking his name off of the host.
All right, good. Thing. No. But Nate decided,
the drawer.
So in hospitals, there is a morgue. And
you don't know what that is. That's where people die or where the dead people go.
The dead people go to be. There was an embalming table.
How do you know that word? And what does that mean?
Oh, embalming is like the 21st century term for mummifying.
Yeah. It's a table. I know it's a table in the morgue where they do stuff to the
bodies. They bleed you. They take all your goos out.
Nate decided to lay on it.
He decided to lay on it.
He was not going to do that.
And I was like posing for pictures with a knife, acting like I was about to operate. And then after that, he directly went to the freezer drawers. Or no.
Oh, the dead people drawers.
Was it freezer drawers or were they? Yeah, because they weren't
cremation. They were dead people drawers.
Yeah. they were dead people drawers, where you keep dead bodies cold.
I'm pretty sure they're freezer ones.
They're freezer
ones. Because I didn't see any, like.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there was a door there that I really wanted to open right next to those, and we couldn't.
We got to go back and try to, like, open all these locked doors. Like, find it. Like, we should. Dude, we.
Crowbar.
They don't. It is so. Crowbar, axe, like, get through them. Because, like, it's an abandoned place.
You
they
need
don't
a,
care.
You need, like, a pin. What are they called?
Lockpick.
Not a lockpick. It's like a screwdriver handle that's a pointy, like an ice pick. And you can pop the hinges off.
Oh, yeah, like an ice pick type thing.
But you got to make a lot of noise with that.
Who cares?
Who cares? That's right.
Who cares?
Who cares?
So let me tell you this, though. So this is...
The story of a girl who tried
I'm going to say something. This is a place I have been before. Okay? And... I was like, we need to be like kind of quiet because there at this place, there is security at the front and we've seen them in their vehicles before. Okay. Out front. Yep. I've never seen them inside or heard them inside, but yeah. So I was like, but we don't know if they do rounds. Also, I know other people that have explored this place. So I was like, we need to be kind of quiet to make sure we're like keeping an ear out and don't do anything stupid. We got kind of carried away at the beginning. And I think you and Austin, who had never been in there and were excited, were like, ah, nothing's going to happen, right? So I was like, that's fine.
You told me that they may be in the area that we walked by. And we didn't see
that we walked by?
Yeah, when we walked to get in. Okay, so there's the area that we walked to in order to get into the entrance that we got in. And there's that area, and someone said that they're usually there.
I just remember them being at the front.
Oh, okay, then never mind. Maybe I'm.
You're also like not talking to the mic anymore.
Sorry. Oh gosh, I'm sorry.
So
we're professionals, dang it.
So yeah, so I was like, we got to be quiet. All right, yeah. So we explore a bit. We go to the roof, which is always cool.
That was pretty sick.
Getting to the rooftop, and then first, sometimes we like hear some noises here and there. We're like, wait, what was it
a little creek?
Right, and so you're like, oh. And we're quiet. We're like, oh, no, there's nothing.
And again, this place is abandoned, so who knows what kind of
critters
and creatures. Squirrels and rats and
so my friend Austin, we go down one of the hallways, and he goes into a room. And then our other friend calls us to the other side of the hallway. So we go back down the hallway, away from that room, check this thing out, and then we walk back. My friend said when he walked by that door again that he opened, he said it slammed shut. And he said the windows were not open in that room. And he was like... I don't believe him. I think it was a draft.
I think it was a draft as well.
But he was like, dude, that kind of freaked me out a little bit. But it didn't like super, super freak him out. So we're like walking
just
around.
Enough.
And the five of us are all like kind of like in a circle. Luckily, we were all right next to each other in the hallway.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden we hear,
wham! Bam!
Like a huge
like
door slam.
Shut. Yep.
And we're like, there was no mistaking it. It was no, because before we hear noise, we're like, shh, wait, shh, quiet, quiet. There was none of that. Yep. It wasn't like, someone didn't hear or we didn't know what it was. It was a door and this is like a 5-story building and it was on our floor just down the hallway around the corner. And we're like, oh, crap.
That
and
was
we
pretty
all
nuts.
Sprint down the stairs and then we had to basically climb through a hole basically to get into this place. What? That's true.
Yeah,
no,
that's true.
Not
we
true?
Did climb through a hole.
We did kind of go through like a hole to get into this place.
Yeah.
The best place to get in. And so... But it was like how we had to get in was one person at a time. So me right. and one of my friends are like keeping lookout at the room in the door of the room into the hallway, making sure like, you know, we weren't being followed by this noise. And then I was like, I'll stay back last since one person has to. And I'm still keeping
Dang.
Guard. And I swear I heard like footsteps right above me in the hallway
Ooh.
Above us. And so I was like, I'm out of here.
You didn't say that to me.
I didn't.
You
I
didn't
definitely
say
told
that
to Seth. Yeah, when Seth got out, was getting out, we were deciding, like, he was like, you can go. I was like, no, I got it. It's cool. I'll stand watch. And so I'm like, dude, do you know how scary that was? Being
That's
the last person in there looking
terrifying.
Down the hallway, like, just waiting for a creature to turn the corner.
A creature?
Hopefully a human. To, like, turn the corner and, like, start coming at me with a flashlight.
Dude.
Oh,
dude.
My God. But I swear, when I was looking into the hallway, I heard footsteps in the hallway above me.
Oh yeah, that's definitely probably possible.
So
I think out of all of us that are would have been able to maybe get out of that exit in a quick, timely manner,
yeah,
enough to evade anything, monstrous or not,
yeah,
You were probably the best one. So
you're welcome.
Thank you for going where others choose not to, like abandoned hospitals.
It was a good time.
It was a great time. No, I enjoyed it. It was
more urban exploring.
It was fun. I got to see things and
pick up bullets.
Go down. Oh yeah. So we found these. Let's talk about this since we've mentioned them like three times. We found these shell casings. They're 9mm. They look almost like bullet casings, but they're a little different. They're like aluminum. One of them's brass, but they're aluminum, and they're not like normal. They're like weird.
To a non-gun guy, I would say this is a bullet casing. Yeah. I wouldn't know the difference.
So the difference is they real bullet casings are completely hollow.
How would you know that? You don't have guns.
I don't own guns. That's right. So I don't know what I'm talking about at all. And a couple of them, I can't figure out which one. One of them says something on the backside. And I looked it up online, and it's called simmunition. It's basically used for like as a training tool to kind of, it's like hardcore airsoft, except you use actual like guns, but you shoot these out of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I would love to do it.
I kind of want
to
play.
No, so do I. But like you think freaking airsoft hurts. This stuff really hurts.
Remember on the other episode of the podcast, we were talking about like hostage situations and world catastrophe situations we put ourselves in to see if we can get out?
Yep.
You just play with these.
You just play with these. And that's probably what happened there. They probably used that place to train for cops to do things because there's hallways, there's corridors, there's doors, there's rooms. There's a morgue.
Great.
That's because that's where a lot of gunfights take place.
In morgues.
In morgues.
In the drawers specifically.
In the drawers.
In the drawer of the morgue. Yeah, but it was a good time. Let's go back. Yeah.
I know. We should go back. We should with a film crew.
Yes, document it.
Document it, and I'll bring the Ouija board.
Nope, I'm not doing that. Never would I.
Bro, it's made by Mattel or something.
That's hilarious, though. Is that really who invented the first one?
Or like Parker Brothers. I don't know. It's freaking, it's a toy company. It's all bullcrap. It's all about spooking you.
How do you spell Ouija?
O-U-I-J-I? Oh, I don't know. Ouija? It's spelled Ouija?
Ouija boards have been around for 100 years now, and people are still trying to decide if they're just a toy or not. Ouija boards were first invented in 1891.
I like that.
By two men named Elijah Bond and Charles Keenard.
Bond.
People get bored of the way they were communicating with spirits, and everyone stopped buying planchettes. What are those?
Planchettes is the thing that, it's like the little arrow thing that you hold.
Which are heart-shaped pieces of wood with two wheels on top. People want a more exciting and fun way to communicate.
Yep.
Two men came up with many ideas and finally came up with this one, and it worked. Of course it did. Sure it did, so they could sell money.
Yep.
I want something that'll be more fun to do this, and it magically is selling. Yeah, that's a toy. That's crazy.
Who makes them, though? Like, if you go, like, shopping online for a Ouija board, what's the first thing that comes up? Because I'm pretty sure it's one of those big-name, like, board game companies, like Mattel or something. I don't know. Like, so
Hasbro.
Hasbro. The same guys are making freaking Power Ranger toys, making Ouija boards.
Go Power Demons.
No.
Mighty Morphin, I'm going to suck your soul. you don't have to tell me twice.
I want to see that movie. I want to see that show, man. Man. This holiday season has been quite swell.
Yeah, it's been the most.
Did you get anything cool for Christmas?
I didn't get a lot of stuff.
No, I'm just saying, did you get anything for Christmas?
I got some puzzles.
Puzzles? That's pretty good. We
I
got
like
some puzzles.
Puzzles.
You like puzzles, like little puzzle toys.
Yeah. But not like puzzle, like jigsaw puzzles, like cool, like.
Yeah, that's what I meant, like little puzzle boxes or something.
Yeah.
That's cool. Little brain teasers. I like that.
You want to tease your brain?
Yeah, I'm going to
tease. I'll bring you a brain tease.
Tease you real good. I like a little tease.
I think we're dying.
I think we are.
I think we're dying out. I think we got to call it. But it's been fun. It's been a month.
It's been a whole month.
And
I think I'm going to get some BK.
Oh, you know what I was going to tell you about? Maybe I'll keep it for next time. But I think I'll forget.
Just write it down.
TMB. TMB segment.
TMB.
That's movies, brother, segment. I have a couple movies that I watched.
I have a movie that I watched.
I'll be very, very quick.
Me too.
Maybe I'll talk more about it next time. I saw three movies. One of them was a new Wonka movie.
Ooh.
Didn't like it.
Yep. I could have told you that.
I did not like it. It was a musical, but I like Greatest Showman. Great movie.
Yeah.
Wonka, way too absurd for me. Like, silly. Like, felt like it was made for, like, five-year-olds.
Is he way more like the Jack, I was about to say Jack Sparrow.
No, it's different, but it's just, it's weird. You'd have to watch it. Don't want to get too in-depth.
Too quirky.
Wonka, thumbs down.
Wonka is whack.
65. Have you heard of it?
Nope.
65 with Adam Driver.
Okay.
It is a movie about Adam Driver.
Really?
I'm pulling up the poster because you might think it looks familiar.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. 65. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I said. So, 65.
It's like, what was that? What was that?
The tagline is, 65 million years ago, prehistoric Earth had a visitor.
Yep.
So he basically is from another planet and is doing some space exploration thing.
It's probably
crash
like the start
lands.
Of mankind kind of a situation.
I'm not going to spoil it unless you don't care.
I don't care, but I called it, didn't I?
Here's the non-spoiler. Crash lands on a planet. That planet is Earth, but prehistoric Earth.
Right.
So there's dinosaurs. But he's got like futuristic like weapons and stuff.
That's dino sick.
And then he has to try to figure out how to like... The goal is to escape.
Yes. But he's
spoilers.
But he's got to fight off things.
Right. Spoilers. You're wrong. It's not he gets trapped and that's how humankind starts. No, he does escape. It was, I would say it's like a thumb, not thumb down, not thumb up. It's like thumb middle. It was entertaining.
Eh.
Just kind of turn off your mind and watch. Because if you, it felt like a really long like trailer. Not that it didn't have like a beginning, middle, and end. But everything felt so quick that it felt like it was like, what's the, like, not glow shots, but like trailer shots, like the
money shots.
The money shots. It felt like the whole thing was like money shot to money shot. So they didn't slow down and like a lot to like. There were times that it invested me enough to where I was like, okay, I kind of feel this, but it just felt so fast.
Yeah,
like the idea of like his family back at home on this planet, and then he has to go on this space mission, then get stranded on Earth, and he's like going because his daughter is sick, and like he's getting a really good like. Pay raise basically because he works for like this space expedition thing, but this is a huge space expedition, so he has to be gone for longer but gets a lot more money. His daughter is sick, and so he's doing this to try to like help her, and then he leaves her and then he gets stranded and then all that, but all this happens within like 5 minutes. It's so fast.
Wow.
It's like we need to get him on Earth as fast as possible. It's like okay, it's only an hour and a half long movie.
Wow.
Too.
That's was he is he like the really the only like person on screen?
No, it's he finds so he crashes the ship where it's like a bunch of people are on it, but they're all in like cryostasis, right? So he's the only one alive controlling the ship, runs into an undocumented asteroid field, which happens to be the same asteroid field that kills the dinosaurs. Those meteors. So they all die.
Oh, really?
In the crash. Except because like the back of the ship gets like ripped out and that's where like they're all held.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but there's one survivor.
There's one his daughter.
And it's a girl. It's not his daughter. His daughter's not on the trip. His daughter's back at home.
Okay.
You find out about halfway through the movie. He's being almost in like, what's the Christopher Nolan space movie? Interstellar.
Oh, okay.
Where he gets sent like videos from like his son and daughter and seeing them grow up.
Oh, wow.
So it's not like that because it's not like time dilation, but he has videos of her for like the past like 2 years because his mission is like a 2 or 3 year mission.
Yeah, and he's been in like cryo probably too.
Well, I don't know if he had been at any point. At this point in the movie, he wasn't because he was the only one awake controlling the ship. But you find out halfway through the movie, he's been getting, we see some of those messages from her, and then you find out she died. And you're like, great.
Oh,
so now, like at the beginning, when he was sending out a distress signal, he's like, hey, we're crash landed. Don't know where I am. Save me. And then he immediately deletes that message, sends it again. He goes, no one survived. No need for rescue. And then he goes to blow his own brains out. And we're like, great. Because then you figure out later that his daughter's dead. So he's like, oh, now he really feels like he has nothing to live for. He ends up not doing that. But he then finds a little girl who does survive the crash.
Oh, okay.
And this girl doesn't speak English. She speaks another space language. So like, they try to communicate and stuff. And then he's like, I'm spoiling the whole movie for you.
No, that's fine.
And then she's like, there's an escape pod attached to their ship. But on entry, like, the whole ship got torn apart. So right. It got flung like 15 kilometers somewhere else. He finds out where it is. And then he's like, we have to go to it. And he's trying to explain that to her. And the only way she's like, where's my family? And he's like, family, they're there on top of that mountain because that's where the ship is. But that's okay. All he can get to her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he's going to get her home to her family. Right. Nah, dog. The rest of her family was on the ship and they died.
And they're all dead.
And so she finds out when they get up there and the emotional part of like, I'm sorry, but I needed you to come with me and whatever.
Interesting. Does he ever get off the planet?
They get off like as meteors are coming down and they get off as the giant meteor comes in. Completely obliterates all the dinosaurs.
Wow.
So it happens like right. So it's a really cool premise and it's entertaining. I wouldn't say like don't watch it, but it's like it happens so fast.
It's kind of like After Earth a little bit sounding.
I don't know.
Where Will Smith and his son.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, well. Will Smith and his son are basically the same kind of premise. They crash land on Earth, but it's like 1,000 years in the future and everything's evolved crazy.
Interesting.
And
yeah.
They've got to find a way to survive. Anyways.
Yeah. So that's thumb middle. I got a thumb down, up. A thumb middle, and a thumb up.
What's thumb
my
up?
Thumb up? This movie is so good, and if you haven't seen it, I'm not going to spoil it. It's a new movie as of 2023.
Okay.
Gran Turismo.
You liked it.
Did you watch it?
No.
It's so good.
I told myself I'm not going to watch it until I can watch it for free or something.
Oh, it's so good.
Streaming. Because it's a video game movie, and it's kind of weird. And
but it's not. So here's the premise of this movie. Do you know the premise? Because I don't know how much you've
kids
seen.
That play video games are going to race real cars.
Yeah. So Gran Turismo was made from a Japanese guy, and it's a racing simulator. He made it to be a simulator to be as the most accurate racing simulator out there.
Okay.
And to prove that
point. Is this IRL or in the movie?
To prove that point.
Is this IRL or in the
movie? Well, this is in the movie. Okay. But this is also in real life. Like, he did make it for that,
okay,
right?
Okay, because I just remember my brother playing it on the PlayStation, so.
So, but the guy, he made it to be an accurate racing simulator. And to prove his point to get more sales of the game, because they kind of started plateauing, they made a program where they're going to take the top players, the racers in Gran Turismo, and bring them to like a racing boot camp thing, teach them how to drive real race cars. Nissan's going to sponsor them and put them in like an actual, like whoever comes out on top of that, the boot camp or whatever, whoever comes out on top, they're going to Nissan's going to sponsor and put them in real races and make them a real race car driver.
Were they racing Skylines or are they racing
like cars?
Like 350Zs? And
The main car they use is the GTR, Nissan GTR. Hence that's Nissan. Good. And I love that car. It's my favorite car.
So was a 370, whatever, 400Z now.
So that's the storyline, and it is based on a true story. That actually happened. They actually did that.
Really?
And that's insane. How do we not know about that? That's such a crazy thing. I'm like, we should know that.
That's cool.
That they made like a real race car driver out
of it. Okay, fine. You've intrigued me. I may go watch it.
I wish I had seen it in theaters because like the spectacle and the sound and like of the cars, I'm like, I should have seen this in theaters. It is one I wanted to see in theaters. I just never did.
Yep.
You should watch it. That's a thumbs up.
Okay.
That's my TMB segment.
So my TMB segment is... one thing is something that has been out for a long time, since 2009. I rewatched, and I'd only ever seen it once before, and I do not remember liking it this much, was the Watchmen, 2009, Zack Snyder film.
I haven't seen it.
I would recommend you watching it.
I've heard it's really good.
You can't go into it thinking it's going to be like any other comic book movie. Also, I remember... I read the comic series a while ago, and like since I've seen the other movie, and I read it like, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and was like, oh, wow, this is interesting for an old comic that I really didn't care about. There's nothing really fantastical about it like many other comics are. I think maybe one or two guys with superpowers throughout the entire thing. And the comic book line, and well, this main storyline anyway. So it's more like beat 'em up superheroes, like non power based. And then there's just like one guy who's just got amazing, like godlike powers out of nowhere. Anyways, that's not really the important stuff, but it's the whole premise of it is you have these crime fighters, right? And they clean up the streets, and then some of them kind of are like The Boys, which I know you haven't seen that either, so whatever.
I know.
They're kind of in the limelight a lot. It takes place in an alternate universe from kind of like the way history ran here. So basically World War II happened, right? And then ever since then, it kind of changes because there's this guy who is basically, his name is Dr. Manhattan. He becomes the first superhuman, and he is basically, a lot of people say he's got like radiation powers or something, but he basically is like a god. He can create things out of nothing. He can teleport. He can do all this stuff. And basically from that, he finds out like how to do clean energy. He becomes super smart and omnipotent with certain things. He can see into the future. He can do all this stuff. So from there, like, there's a technology boom and all these things where, like, they find how to make, like, clean cars in the 70s.
Okay.
Like, it's weird. Like, there's a weird thing, and because of him, there's, like, a weird, the Cold War happens, and there's this stuff going into the history of it is really cool. Basically, it sounds
so you
boring.
Like the history part of this.
No, well,
thing.
No, I'm just saying that's the kind of world it is, and it basically becomes of like what makes a superhero good?
Yeah.
Do you need superheroes? A lot of things like that.
I've heard it's good.
I think you should definitely watch it. It's really cool. And basically, the whole end of the movie is around one of the guys who used to be one of the superheroes makes like this whole decision of like making a big catastrophic event to get rid of war altogether. They blame something.
Don't spoil it for me. I'll watch it.
And
things happen.
And
great.
Things happen. It's kumbaya. And it's the end of Independence Day. And everybody's hugging each other.
And so it's the spirit flight finally gets to board.
It's on HBO, so you should watch it.
Okay.
The other thing is my dog is barking really loud.
I hear it.
Anyways. The other thing I started watching was Love, Death, and Robots on Netflix. It's very strange. Just weird anthology series. Like, each episode's different, involved doing different things, different directors, different art styles. Some of them are cartoony. Some of them are they're live action. Some of them are just super hyper realistic CG. And it is so interesting, these short stories that people come up with.
It's like Black Mirror-esque almost.
And they've got like really like big name actors. Like Topher Grace is starring in one of the episodes.
Oh, the one and only Venom?
The one and only Venom. No, but like, so
the one and only Eddie Brock?
Yeah. So like the first episode is just, it's post-apocalyptic. All humans are dead. They don't really talk about why. There's a war or something. And so it's nothing but these like three robots are left. And they're just like adventuring. And they're like slapsticky a little bit, like smart asses with certain things. And they're just like exploring, like they're going on vacation. Oh, this is where humans used to do this, yada, yada. And then all of a sudden they come across one living being and it's a cat. And they're like freaking out by it. Like, what's going to happen? They're like, my records indicate that they used to attack humans or something like weird like that. Uh-huh. It turns out like the world is just ran by cats. It's like, that's like the end of it. It's
okay.
But it's funny.
Right.
The other one is, another one of the cool stories was, there's like this Thunderdome-esque like battle arena that in the like future where people have these genetically modified monsters that they kind of do. You ever seen Pacific Rim?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
The premise of it is like you kind of, your brain controls something else.
Mm.
Where these people kind of go into these boxing matches with these monsters by like connecting their brains and becoming these other monsters. So it's really crazy because there's this girl and there's like, it's super visceral. Like they're killing each other and there's like blood and guts going everywhere. And she's like the underdog in every story and she keeps winning. And anyways, turns out someone like tries to, convince her to like throw a match or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, no, I'm not doing that. This is personal. Anyway, so they hire somebody to kill her and they go to kill her and she gets killed. And for some reason, like you still hear her voice talking or something. And it's because it's not her. It was actually the monster the whole time that was controlling her. Really crazy stuff. Like, it's
yeah, I feel like I just have to watch it. There's no explaining these things.
It's, yeah, I can't even describe it. There's so many little cool stories.
Interesting.
All right. But it's right up your alley. I promise you.
What is it on?
It's on Netflix, I think.
Oh, okay. All right. Noted.
I did a terrible job of explaining.
You watch Gran Turismo.
I'll watch Gran Turismo. You watch Watchmen and Love, Death and Robots.
Yeah, you can also watch 65 if you want, but I just told you the entire movie.
What's it on?
Is it in theaters? I don't know. I think it's on Netflix.
Really?
I think so.
Sick.
Yeah.
I'll watch it tomorrow.
Cool. You do that. You have off tomorrow?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll find a way to watch it at work.
Well, you have fun working
Don't tell
tomorrow.
My boss.
I'm not working tomorrow.
Good, 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 good.
I'm going to poop in another cup tomorrow.
Really?
No. That's what I do with my free time nowadays.
I just poop in a cup.
Poop
in
cups.
Spork.
All right. It's been cool. It's been fun. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Goodbye.